This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, and a warranty that is the top in its class. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now then. How do you get your news? Because one of the things that I think had a lot to do with this particular election was about where people went and got their news. I think there was a couple things at play, in play rather. One of them had to have been the fact that nobody believes the major news outlets. Now, let me take you back for a minute. Now, normally when somebody loses in some sort of competitive setting, the losing side will sit back and say, we need to evaluate what we did and didn't do. We need to look at what we didn't execute. We need to look at what we shouldn't have done. And then they go. Neither side of the political aisle has been able to focus on the fact that the river of history is at a flood stage, and it's washing away the banks on both the left and the right sides of the river. And this has gone unnoticed for the most part, but as with most things in life, it's very easy to see. If you just change your perspective, and you have to go through history. Now, in 1440, the printing press came about the first time. That was actually from Johannes Gutenberg. He invented that. And that was in 1440. Then that gave rise to newspaper empires, such as the modern newspaper empires like the New York Times, Washington Post, the UK Guardian. But then you get to the late 20th century. And there in 1989, a man by the name of Tim Berners-Lee, he was working at CERN in Switzerland. He developed a computer code that enabled the internet to become the ubiquitous font of knowledge in all of our lives. This will be left to the future historians, how they describe this new age of information. They'll decide what it should be called. Arguably, the computer code authored by Tim Berners-Lee is on par with what Gutenberg did. And despite this, it will come as no surprise to the readers and the listeners, and all of these other people that are out there taking in their news all the different ways, that Berners-Lee has not been recognized for his work by the Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, because he changed the game. Internet was made available to the public through internet service providers like Prodigy and CompuServe in 1992. Now you can read the Washington Post in Honolulu, Hawaii, or the UK Guardian in Jacksonville, Florida. And just as with Gutenberg's printing press, there was an unanticipated outcome of this flood of information. The U.S. House of Representatives changed hands in the election of 1994, when for the first time in 40 years, the Republican Party won a majority of seats. Transparency was having an effect Oddly, the new Congress saw the World Wide Web as a means for the public to follow in detail, without filtration, the daily legislative activities that our representatives in Washington do, and established a portal of unprecedented access in 1995. That was christened Thomas, but now has been superseded by Congress.gov that includes a Twitter account to track legislation. When viewed from the perspective numbers, 2016 comes into clear focus. The Washington Post has a daily circulation of about 500,000, as does the New York Times. The Drudge Report gets about a billion hits per month. Do that, divide that by 30, you'll see why I'm talking about it. The aggregate numbers dwarf the traditional newspaper circulations and even the viewership of network news outlets. And this is a cold, hard fact. And it makes the methodology of selective omission sort of a pointless endeavor when it comes from the traditional news services. Broadcast news is not immune to this flood tide and now has to compete with the likes of syndicated radio talk shows of Limbaugh and Levin, and Jones and Hannity, which are heard on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, racking up a daily listenership in the tens of millions over the airways and many millions more via the interwebs. The rise of the internet-based news channels like GBTV, CRTV, GCN will likely begin to produce more floodwaters of information, albeit filtered. And what all this, there's one undeniable fact that comes up after you consider all these things, and that's that the mainstream media is no longer the mainstream. The vast majority of millennials obtain their news via internet sites of one kind or another. That's why newspaper circulation and network news shows ratings have been in free fall for more than a decade. But then when you look at websites like the American Thinker, Drudge Report, they continue to see growth. The mainstream media has committed the sin of omission by failing to be balanced and objective, and everybody knows it. They no longer report the news. They instead try to shape the narrative. Now, in the past 18 months, we watched the mainstream media try to do to Donald Trump what they successfully did to Barry Goldwater. They wanted to create an image of Trump as the apocalyptic candidate. The problem was their reach. It isn't what they thought it was. And they could go to the World Wide Web and find an alternative narrative. It was presented every day. The current outgoing president stated in a Rolling Stone magazine that the Democrats' loss in 2016 was due in part to fake news. When it's coming from the Rolling Stone with all of the rape stories about coming out of Duke and everything, that's pretty interesting. He did not elaborate on exactly what he meant by fake news, but the unspoken message might be that fake news is news that makes the Democrats look bad, which there was a lot of that then, I guess, huh? Whether the president and the other leaders in his party believe this analysis or not, it's not even relevant at this point. I would prefer that they keep on doing what they're doing. Hillary Clinton wants to run again for president. Okay. Let her. They want Keith Ellison to be the head of the DNC. Let him. They want Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House still, or the House minority. Let them. Remain clueless. The Democrats used to say that all politics are local, but they do not practice it that way. And they've lost touch with that mantra. They want something more along the lines of what they see in the European Union. They want more globalism. They did this naively believing that we weren't watching, or if we were watching, we were too stupid to understand what they were doing. And the 2016 election has proven that all politics are local. And the localities that voted for Trump were the parts of the country that were not getting ahead in a stagnated economy. So the Democrats and many Republicans, too, have failed to see the raging floodwaters of information lapping on the doorstep of every household as any sort of significant force. And the World Wide Web is changing the course of history. Everybody can observe now, without filtration, what politicians are doing on their behalf. And all of that information washing out the stagnated swamp as with the biblical flood. Well, now there's a new era being ushered in. Welcome to the new world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons qualification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
not only holsters. I mean, they have the contact series of tactical vests that come in bags that you can just carry with you. Knives, belts, I mean, all kinds of ways to carry ammunition and weapons. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Right now, and I want you to think of it this way. Every time Donald Trump, it's the words President Donald Trump are uttered, somebody's screaming out there, and enjoy that, you know, live with that. He's assembling the most prepared and credible national security team since the end of World War II. We've got James Mattis, Mad Dog is coming, and General Joseph Dunford. He's coming on board. They know and understand the foundational necessity of drilling the basics at every level of command and partnership. Partnership, of course, having to do with, you know, our allies. They will be leery of any new and expensive platform proposals that divert funding from the basics. I very seriously doubt we would have wasted billions on the Zumwalt destroyer on their watch. This is a no-nonsense team, and they're already making potential adversaries nervous. Military action, in its most simple form, consists of shooting, moving, and communicating. That's a foundational concept, and it has stood the test of time. In today's information-rich, tech-savvy environment, it's very easy to get distracted by the latest shiny object. And let's not kid ourselves. We don't want to be caught on the battlefield with a technological disadvantage. Polish horse cavalry did not fare well against German tanks in 1939. But it's the fundamentals that will make a good military a great military. The most dynamic of the basics is shooting, and shooting well requires technique and accuracy, effect on target, and an understanding of what you're shooting at. That is a very complex skill set, including everything from rifles / artillery to submarine launch precision-guided missiles and close air support. Those that are doing the shooting and those that are directing the shooting need to be trained and exercised constantly. And if we're going to work effectively in a joint and combined team effort, all the players involved need to practice working together. Those are skills that will oxidize quickly if they're not exercised, and that need to be sharp. They need to be sharp when they're employed. Movement is another broad topic with a multi-tiered aspect. Tactical movement involves closing with or outmaneuvering the enemy in front of you. This is done in the air, on land, and sea. You can't argue that we have not been tactically tested recently in the air or on the sea. Operational movement is the effort to get forces and fires at the right place at the decisive time to ensure the tactical movement is overwhelmingly successful. Strategic movement is the deployment of people, equipment, and material from bases to the theater of operations. All of these levels of movement need to be practiced and rehearsed in order to do them correctly / effectively. All three of these levels of movement become increasingly difficult when you factor in the urgency of a real combat situation and another order of magnitude when you combine forces with allies. What makes us a great military is our ability to project force anywhere in the world. In order to be great, we have to be the best in class in getting there, setting the force, and decisively closing with the enemy. Nobody else in the world can do what we do. And it requires a lot of practice to orchestrate those types of movements. And this is not it's not a flashy thing or politically exciting, but you have to carve out the budget to ensure that we are trained and exercised effectively in all three levels of movement. Then there's communication, which is the most complex of the three disciplines nowadays. The requirements of military communication are not complicated, but information management is hugely complicated. The basic concept of military communication hasn't changed much. Get enough information, credible information, to make an effective decision faster than your enemy. The challenge today is to manage the information overload and tweezing out the information that you need. And that has to be practiced in realistic situations, and that's not easy to do. Another communication challenge is the protection of information. Our military information flow has to be the best protected networks in the world, period. We have zero tolerance for having substandard information flow when we put our people in harm's way. So keeping up with advancing technologies in this arena is certainly a budgetary challenge. But again, training in the basics of military communication is the key. Technology is guaranteed to fail at some point, and it's going to happen when you least expect it. So, but the well-trained will adapt, they will overcome, they will prevail. Training has to be a high priority in the defense budget. It costs money to train effectively, although it's not as politically exciting. Rolling out advanced ships and weapon systems are big events, and they're years in the making, and politicians get to tout every milestone along the way, winning the contract, increasing the district employment for many years, launching the finished product, etc. That's great, but you cannot neglect the basics while you're doing all of that. We will certainly field the shiny, cutting-edge drones that launch precision missiles, and we'll loiter over the battlefield, communicate images of goosebumps on our enemy's neck from 10,000 feet. But we need to know how to use that capability, and the same goes for radar-evading ships and joint multi-role fighter jets and non-line-of-sight targeting systems. But the basics are simple, and they are going to be tempted to neglect them. Shoot, move, and communicate. Each of these basics applies from tactical to operational to strategic, and every level requires continuous and effective exercising to keep them best in class. So, this new security team coming in, don't expect to see a lot of flashy junk coming from them. Unless it enhances shooting, moving, or communicating, then they'll probably look at some of the new junk anyway. But cutting-edge technology is good. Knowing how to employ it is great. That is the difference between winning and losing. I'm looking forward to that part of it, finally, with the military. Finally, they're going to bring it back. When we get back, I think Obama may be secretly glad that Hillary has lost. We'll examine that, just to see. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility and modularity and a whole lot of other things. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I think in Barack Obama's heart of hearts, there's a glimmer of glee now that the Clintons won't be moving back into the White House when he moves out. Some of you may be rolling your eyes in skepticism because he's very upset in a lot of ways about his legacy. But before you go into the Bronx cheering section, hear me out. Now, yes, he did take time from his busy presidential schedule of golfing and everything to campaign for Hillary. But he's also taken a lot of time off to play golf and fly off to vacations and fundraise and do the other things unrelated to the business at hand. So, let's face it, this guy has always loved being on the stump. In fact, that's all he's really good at. Even if he isn't allowed by law to run for a third term, he has sufficient conceit to believe that he could handily have whipped both Hillary and the Donald. He would be the first to remind us that the longer the contentious 2016 presidential campaign dragged on, the higher his approval ratings rose, if only because he was not actually a candidate. So, our sitting president is vain enough to take this as a sign of his enduring popularity, of which he intends to take full advantage of when he leaves office. In a way, that's going to help him now that Secretary Clinton was defeated, since it now appears to be no other Democrat who's capable of reminding the world how he won two elections and did much good. Such a rationale could ensure that Obama remains a significant and even idolized figure among disillusioned Democrats. Republicans may not approve of how unpresidential he has behaved since the November election, but in the eyes of his supporters, he's still the only undisputed hero they have, and the most successful one. Then, of course, there's the weighty matter of whether the election results will jeopardize his highly coveted legacy. At the close of every recent presidential term, there seems to be a general obsession about how historians will judge it. Even if the verdict is to be rendered long after we have we're not here to see it. Those with uninformed opinions resort to the cliche that history will decide whether a leader has been good or bad. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he ignored the treachery of Cuba's recently deceased Fidel Castro. Instead of handing permission over to history to decide the fate of his legacy, as if his heinous crimes against humanity could, in fact, be judged less harshly, as they retreated into time. As for U.S. presidents, there are plenty whose legacies have been forgotten or are no longer heralded. Name one. Name one that you follow. Name one that you look around and say. I mean, the busiest president that is an ex-president is Carter, believe it or not. I think it's safe to say that the average citizen's knowledge of history precludes the prudent evaluation, one way or the other, of past leaders' lasting effects. To complicate matters, what would appear to be a flawless justification for historical recognition could become overshadowed by some less salient event. Nixon opened China. He established a relationship with China, which a rising giant lost to the world for many years before then. But many more people would associate Nixon today with the sins of Watergate than with his success in the Far East. And future generations may or may not see it that way. As for Obama, his legacy was assured at the moment of his election. I don't know why he's worried about it. No matter what else he did or did not accomplish, he will go down in history for his unprecedented feat of becoming the first black president in the United States. He doesn't need health care reform to ensure this abiding distinction. And if Hillary Clinton had been elected, she most certainly had not have retained his legislation in its present form. Because remember, she had her health plan that Bill Clinton was trying to let her put together. And it was shunned 16 years prior to this. So Ms. Clinton would gladly have made changes to her predecessor's legislation, including his name. Now, what about the issue of any personal guilt Obama might assume for Hillary's defeat? We shouldn't worry about that either. He may feel the Democrats' pain, but he's made clear that he doesn't feel in any way responsible for it. When he jaws about blame for the election loss, it's all about the evil influence of Fox News or the party's diminished ground game of the lackluster voter turnout among Democrats. Any understandable hint of disappointment on his part is eased by the satisfaction of knowing he did a whole lot better at the polls than she did. You think he's deflated when analysts point to his 2008 and 2012 superior performances in states and districts clear across the board? The longtime Democratic rivals may have publicly hugged and praised each other, but considering the deep, if barely disguised, dislike between the Obamas and the Clintons, her drubbing may give the outgoing president some secret scintilla of satisfaction. Yes, we are live, 48. Yes, yes, yes. There you go. Had she replaced Obama, she might have usurped him as the presiding figurehead of the Democratic Party. Instead, he serves as it survives as the most popular figure. And even more importantly, he will have an opportunity to sound forth to the world. For 8 long years, Obama has been the moralizer in chief. All those pew-bound Sundays of bombast obviously hit their mark, since Jeremiah Wright's most famous congregant likes nothing better than to lecture Americans on who we are and who we must not be. Now that Obama has a new and hostile administration to target, the future ex-president will eagerly speak his mind on a global scale, where his fees for moralizing or demoralizing will ensure a handsome lifestyle. You might rightly ask if the president isn't deeply disappointed that America failed to put a woman in the White House. Maybe. But maybe he's thinking that he was able to crash through a significant barrier while she wasn't. And then there are the political prospects for Michelle Obama, who by all accounts was better received than Clinton when they traveled together on the campaign trail. Maybe Obama figures that if Hill and Bill don't make the first husband-wife to each preside in the Oval Office, there's hope for Michelle and Barack. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't run for the U.S. Senate from Illinois. So it takes some pressure to usurp a Democrat incumbent, but, you know, so be it. The bottom line of Obama's future probably won't change all that much as a result of the election outcome. Regardless of his successor, he will remain an ambitious guy, resistant to becoming the ghost of politics past. And with the happy prospect of being internationally sought after as a speaker and statesman, along with a bit of the pie in the sky as to being the future first gentleman of the United States, how sad can he really be when it comes to Hillary's defeat? I don't think very sad. I really don't. No. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about this multicultural madness that is pervasive right now, although I think that's about to change too, but we're going to take a very close examination of it. Because that's important, and this leads to gunplay, by the way. Yeah. So, this is Lock and Load.
Know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spine stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, that was sudden. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yep. Quality, indestructibility, modularity, and a surprising amount of variety of things to find on their website, tacticalholsters.com. We, due to politics now, all of this due to politics, all rooted in politics, we're importing people with a religious and cultural propensity to commit horrific acts of hatred against Western civilization here into the home of the West. Latest example, Abdul Razak Ali Artan, the Somali-born Muslim inspired by ISIS, rammed his car into a group of people. We've seen attacks like this a lot in Israel. Palestinians do it all the time. But no sooner did he assume room temperature than that we get this idiot, Stephanie Clemens Thompson, employed as something called an assistant director of resident life at Ohio State. She started calling for sympathy and compassion for Artan and lamented that he was taken out so quickly. In her Facebook posing, she referred to Artan as a Buckeye, a member of our family, and she put up a post. Do not share this post. Abdul Razak Ali Artan was a Buckeye, a member of our family. And if you think it's okay to celebrate his death and or share a photo of his dead body, and I see it in my timeline, I will unfriend you. I pray you find compassion for his life, as troubled as it clearly was. Think of the pain he must have been in to feel that his actions were the only solution. We must come together in this time of tragedy. Hashtag Buckeye Strong. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag Say His Name. I don't even know where that one came from. I got a question. How many of those people that he killed were black? Were there any? Now, Artan was no doubt properly enrolled at OSU, just as he was legally in the U.S., brought here as a refugee, sponsored by Catholic Charities. And all the, you know, the I's may have been dotted and the T's crossed and all the technicalities satisfied. This man was never a Buckeye or an American in any true sense of the word. He was an alien in our society, brought here perhaps with good intentions, but not a whole lot of critical thinking involved. This incident at OSU is an example of the Obama administration's reckless refugee resettlement policy. One has to wonder how many other Abdul Razak Ali Artans are out there existing like potential time bombs ready to explode if America does not show what they consider to be proper deference to them and their religion. Now, there can be no question that the current refugee resettlement program is extremely risky. To understand why many people in power support and defend it is to understand how far the madness of multiculturalism and diversity has affected policy. Multiculturalism is the belief that all cultures are the same and should be placed on equal footing. It is a tolerance for all values. As its beginning, even the strongest proponents of multiculturalism never believed that multiculturalism was valid. They pushed this philosophy so as not to appear to be overly condescending to those from, shall we say, a developing culture. Think of it as a type of noblesse oblige, if you will. But, as is so often the case of those pushing a false narrative, the multiculturalists came to believe their own propaganda over time. So now, in elite circles, it's goodbye Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and the Constitution, and hello to diversity. And don't think multiculturalism isn't buried within the motive of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, to lower the U.S. flag on campus after the election, restoring it after protests. In the recent campaign, Hillary Clinton, a person who came frighteningly close to being elected president, said she thought that America's commitment to diversity as a reaffirmation as to who she thought of this as a way to reaffirm who we are as Americans. The American character, in her viewpoint, has to be defined by its unlimited openness to diversity and to other cultures. Judging from the actions of Democratic politicians, immigrants who come here from third world cultures and with third world mindsets are not expected to blend in. Heaven forbid. As they would be an affront. That would be an affront to their dignity and go against the grain of multiculturalism. So as a result, you have separate enclaves that are popping up across the country, even in the heartland. The Democratic Party celebrates balkanization as this enlarges their constituency base, never caring how it weakens overall American culture and strength. In a commencement address, soon-to-be outgoing Secretary of State, thank God, John Kerry, echoed this theme. He lectured Americans that we must be prepared to live in a borderless world, a world that he and his fellow globalists are busy trying to construct. And he did not mean borderless in terms of only goods and services and capital. He meant people. And John Kerry's position is in full accord with the agenda of the globalist elite. As Professor Edward J. Erler notes, taken to its logical conclusion, proof of one's true commitment to diversity demands that security and national sovereignty be sacrificed for its sake. In the distorted minds of the elite, one way to do this is to open the floodgates to people who are alien to our values and harbor, at the very least, a latent hostility to the American way of life. Frau Merkel of Germany is the ultimate example of this form of national suicide. Professor Erler's point is that massive overdosing on multiculturalism and diversity goes a long way to explain why refugees from Islamist terrorist areas are not being vetted before gaining entrance to the U.S. Now, the commitment of the elites to multiculturalism smacks of hypocrisy when you consider that among all of us, they are the most insulated from the adverse effects of their insane policy due to their wealth and power. One has to wonder what the elite reaction would be if Muslim terrorists periodically ran amok in murderous rampages in the Georgetown section of Washington, D.C., or at Harvard, or Princeton, or Yale, the inner sanctums of the elite, instead of at a state university catering to the middle class. So it is, in this poisonous environment of multiculturalism, uber alles, that the likes of a thoroughly brainwashed university administrator grieves openly about the passing of Abdul Razak Ali Artan, the terrorist at Ohio State. We've dodged a bullet this time around with the election of Trump. There's now a chance for sanity to prevail regarding immigration, but draining all of the politically correct swamps at universities and colleges across the country, where all must bow before the idols of multiculturalism and diversity, will take more than a new president to accomplish. And it has to be done. Mitch Daniels at Purdue University is an example of how to push back the multicultural madness. And when this process begins in earnest, don't be surprised at what crawls out of it. America is a melting pot, and there is a process. I am not anti-immigrant. I am anti-diversity. I am anti-multiculturalism. And I am definitely anti-terrorist. I am glad that Abdul Razak Ali Artan is dead. I am sorry that he felt the need to attack a bunch of non-combatants. I think he's a coward. I think he got what he got because he deserved to get it. And I'm sorry it took as long as it did. So we will see where this goes. We'll see what we get. We definitely have a better chance nowadays compared to what we would have gotten with pantsuit, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So thank goodness for that. We're going to roll to the next hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about the consequences of what the left puts in place, their policy blunders and everything, and how we have to put up with it and live with it. And sometimes we suffer for it. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.